Five Spot with Gatos and Chad.
All right, it is time for Five Spot, where we put five of you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. So with Roe v. Wade being overturned, this is what we're asking you to do. Women only, 277-KTAR. When it comes to abortion, I want to hear from women. I've always said I'm uncomfortable talking about this. I'm a guy, and I don't think it matters what I say. I think it matters what you say. I think it matters what women say. So we've opened up the phones. We got Five Spot, women only, and we're asking you this question. All right, now that Roe v. Wade is overturned, how independent are you feeling on this Independence Day? All right, the wise man is in for Chad. What do we got? Who's first, wise man?
All right, first caller, Lynn in Phoenix. Lynn, how are you feeling on this Independence Day?
I feel good. It really is not much of a difference. I've always felt strong, and if I didn't want to get pregnant, I knew what I had to do, so I wouldn't get pregnant, me and my partner. But, you know, I don't feel any difference, you know. But if I have a daughter that wants to have an abortion, I'm still going to love her and accept her. I'm not here to judge her. That's going to be between her and God later on. I have to love her as a child of God. I don't approve of what she's doing, but I'm not going to treat her any different.
Okay, you feel no different? Gotcha. Lynn, thank you very much. All right, that's call number one. Who is call number two?
Caller number two is Cindy in Phoenix. Cindy, how do you feel on this Independence Day?
Fantastic. And you know what? It should have never been a federal mandate. It should have always been left up to the states. So I feel like we're freer because we're going to have a lot more voice with our own state than we will with the federal government. I personally am not for abortion. It's used many times. I'm not saying always, but many times it's used for birth control. And that's not right. I wasn't a planned child, and I've got a daughter right now. She's married, that she's dealing with with a surprise baby, and they're turning it into a great thing, and we're excited to meet that little girl.
Gotcha. All right, 277-KTAR, Five Spot. We put five of you on the spot about something everybody's talking about, and our question today is, women only, Roe v. Wade overturned. Are you feeling independent on Independence Day? Who's next, Steve?
Sherry in Phoenix.
Go ahead, Sherry. What do you think?
Hello. This is the third time in my life that I've had it shoved in my face that women, in regards to their reproductive health and their physical health, are not considered to be full citizens. The first time was when I was 12, and I needed to go on birth control pills to treat dysmenorrhea. And the doctor, in some states, it's actually illegal to prescribe birth control for kids who are 12. Mm-hmm. And so I had to have a second treatment that it worked, but it's not as effective. And then when I was pregnant, I happened to be at extremely high risk for miscarriage. In the state of Arizona, I had to have fertility treatments in order to get pregnant. In the state of Arizona, it is illegal to have an abortion to go from two fetuses down to one. And it also turns out that one of the fetuses had some fairly severe birth defects.
So you're feeling much less independent today than before?
A lot.
Okay.
Like I said, it's the third time I've had it shoved in my face.
All right.
I had to go to California to get the medical treatment I needed.
All right. Sherry, thanks for calling. Five Spot, you're going to get a lot of different opinions. That's why we do this. Caller number four, Steve.
Mary in Scottsdale. Mary, are you feeling less independent this Independence Day?
Very much so. Very much so. I am very upset and sad for my daughter.
And give it's us a specific depressing. About why. Just that. Go ahead.
I am sad because I don't want somebody else telling me or my child or any other woman how to live their life. If somebody doesn't want to get an abortion, don't get an abortion. But don't tell me about.
All right. Let's take one last call. Number five.
Caller number five is Roxanne in Phoenix.
All right, Roxanne, you're last. What do you got?
I'm feeling better this 4th of July. I was never a supporter of Roe v. Wade or abortion. And I was one of those people at 18 years old, a senior in high school, found herself pregnant in a very bad situation. And an abortion was never an option for me. And I have a daughter that is now turning 18 this year because of it. And it's her body is not my body, even though I'm incubating it for 9 months. She is a person. And so I don't think in uterus or out of uterus that changes, you know, whether or not someone should be able to take somebody else's life.
All right. Roxanne, thank you. Five calls on five spot. Women only. How independent are you feeling this Independence Day as Roe v. Wade has been overturned? A lot of different opinions there. That's why we do five spot.